Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt, and there have been a lot of measles questions. So I thought, you know, this is the perfect opportunity to talk to someone who knows. So Dr. Michael Angaroni is with us right now, infectious disease specialist at Northwestern Medicine. Good morning, Dr. Michael Angaroni.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for coming on with us because there have been a lot of questions. Let's start with the fact I'm 98% sure that I had the measles as a kid. So I'm not 100% sure. Would it hurt me to get a measles booster or vaccine at this point?
That's a great question, and it wouldn't hurt you to get a booster shot for measles. So getting the MMR vaccine as an adult, after you had a measles infection as a kid, especially if it was years ago, there's no harm in getting an extra dose of the vaccine.
So it's not going to hurt you, and it's just kind of a safety net, correct?
Correct. And many people, you may have heard from your parents you had measles, but maybe it wasn't measles. Maybe it was never confirmed as measles. So you can't be too sure if you actually had measles. So the safest thing is to get a vaccine. Some people may not want the vaccine or may want to confirm did they have the infection. And one way to do that is to just get antibodies checked to see if you have antibodies against the measles virus.
Okay, and yesterday we were talking about this, and a woman texted in, ask the doctor, please. I'm 68 years old, never had the measles. I was tested for immunity. The test is called a titer, T-I-T-E-R. It showed no immunity. I had two vaccines and another titer, still no immunity. Now what? I travel, I'm immunocompromised and scared to death. My beloved Northwestern Medicine doctor and I are stumped. So do you have any advice why it's not showing up that she has any immunity to the titer test?
So, that is another great question. And there are some people who are immune compromised, whether that's from, medications they take or other conditions they have that actually decreases our immune system's ability to develop antibodies in the face of vaccines. And we've seen this with other vaccines. And so we'll often give people the vaccine like this caller had, and we'll check the titers. And if they're negative and there's not a lot of measles cases, we may say, well, you had the vaccine. Let's just, kind of see how things go, as we proceed with life. When you're in situations where there are measles cases and you may be traveling, that's sometimes where we'll give extra doses of the vaccine. So, if this caller had the two doses many years ago, we may give an extra dose of the vaccine to see if there's a response. If there's still no response, then it becomes really important for all the people around that individual to be vaccinated or to know that they have immunity against measles. And then you have to, if you're that individual who's had the vaccines and hasn't responded, to be aware of what's going on around you. And, if there's not a lot of cases of measles where you're living, then you should be safe. If there's cases of measles either where you're traveling or around where you're living, that's when you want to take extra precautions to protect yourself against becoming infected.
And people have been texting. As I said, we've been talking about the measles because there have been some cases reported in Cook County. And so people were saying, yeah, maybe your insurance won't cover the titer test, but they will for the vaccine. So perhaps we found out from you, doctor, that it's okay. It's not going to hurt you to get a booster. This 708 person says, I was born in 1955. Don't remember if I had the measles. And that's another question. Was the vaccine that was used on older people not as effective as, like, when my kids were growing up? They're in their 20s, so I think that vaccine was strong enough. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so there's some people, and there used to be a lot of talk about, you know, years born not having to worry as much or having to worry a little bit more about, did the vaccine work or did you have immunity? One of the issues with the birth date cohort, so I think it's 1957 is often what we talk about, is one, many of the individuals born before then may have had natural measles infection. So we were seeing a lot more measles, and so you had natural immunity from that. There's also, with the vaccine, many people who are, you know, older may have only gotten one dose of the vaccine. There was a little bit of a different formulation of the vaccine, and that lifelong lasting of that immunity may not be there, like when we're giving kids now the two doses of the vaccine when they're kids. So that gives a little bit more of a longer lasting immunity. And so if you were born in the 1950s or 1960s, and you think you may have only gotten one dose of the vaccine or are unclear, that's where either one, you can get the serology checked, or you can just get another dose of the vaccine.
All right. I'm not going to tell anyone what to do, okay? But I am going to say that measles were pretty much eradicated. And look, it's coming back. Mumps came back for a while. I remember it surfaced at Disney and in the National Hockey League. There were players that had mumps. These are things that went away, and decide what you want to do. But I have gotten every vaccine, and I'm pretty normal for the most part. My kids have gotten every vaccine. If you choose not to vaccinate your kids, I just don't know that your kids should be in a public school setting with other kids. There, I've said it. Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree. I think the vaccines are safe. They protect against measles, as well as, you know, the other vaccines that are out there that protect against other infections. The measles vaccine we have is the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. These viruses do come back, like we're seeing with measles and, as you mentioned, with mumps. And they come back because we lose that protective immunity that we as a community have. And, you know, we want to prevent these infections from getting out of hand, so that
right,
there's, you know, thousands and thousands of cases, because that's when we increase the risk of people having serious outcomes with these infections. And even though people get measles and they recover, there are those people who are going to get really sick from the measles itself. They're going to get sick from the consequences of measles. And I just don't think you want to take that risk if there's an easy way to mitigate that risk, which is the vaccination.
Okay. And that said, doctor, if someone of very good health contracts the measles, they should be okay, right? I mean, it's not like, I know people can die from it, and I know it can be very serious, but is that for a normal, healthy person that gets measles, does it just depend?
For the most part, they should be okay, but it also depends. So there is that risk that there can be unwanted consequences of the measles. And so some people may have direct consequences from the measles itself. If the measles itself can put a stress on the body, you can get pneumonia, you can get an encephalitis from the measles itself, and that can be very difficult to recover from or have adverse effects as you recover, and you may not recover back to your normal baseline. But measles also alters our immune function for a while. And so we see people who get secondary infections. So they may get a really bad pneumonia or other infections. And those may be even more difficult to recover from. And this can even happen in people who are otherwise healthy and feel that they have no other risk factors. And so there is a risk even in people that are healthy, although that risk is much lower than people who are immune compromised or very young or very old. And so I think when you're thinking about those risks, the easy thing to do is to just protect yourself, and the best thing to do is to get vaccinated.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Michael Angaroni, infectious disease specialist at Northwestern Medicine. I think you answered a lot of our questions. Stay healthy, doctor. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
You as well.